Welcome to Narratives. In David Lovejoy's book, Heresy, the Irish theologian Palladius dedicates his life to refuting the doctrine of original sin being constructed by the church father Augustine of Hippo. The story is told by his Welsh servant, Arwel, and in this passage, Arwel has become separated from Palladius and is lost in a desert near the Dead Sea in Jordan.
I woke, cold and stiff, but greatly revived in spirit. A heavy dew had descended on the marsh grass round my sleeping place, so I sucked the moisture from the stalks, thinking it wise to conserve the water in my drinking bag. The dew was sweet, but the grass itself, when I chewed it, was salty, and I had to spit it out. I had not been walking very long before I began to feel uncomfortably hot. The sun was low and pale, and surely not the source of the burning sensation in my hands and feet. I looked at my hands and brought them close to my face. They are singular, exceptional, righteous hands. They have never been properly observed before. They burst into flame. A human torch, I run screaming for a few yards and collapse. The flames have gone, replaced by a blue glow. This nimbus emanates from my whole body. It no longer burns, but I hear it sizzle and hiss. So this is the end of Arwel the Welshman, a pit of charcoal in a vast waving sea of marsh grass. I roll over on my back and start laughing at the thought. My hands held against the sky no longer glow. Instead, the fingers curl across the firmament. I hold the world in my grasp. Every crease and whirl expands to a scene in my life. No, not my life. There is no personal possessive in the magnificence of reality. I laugh again at the curious notions of human beings, and again when I remember that I am one. I get to my knees and then my feet. Looking round, I realise I need a direction. But direction is built into every fibre of being. We throb with the lust of living. It's only our minds that mislead us. I set off back the way I came. Back the way I came. The words reverberate like ironic harps. I start to giggle. The way I came was the birth canal, and before that dark sac where seeds come together, and before that, did I exist before my body's existence, or did I spring into life when my parents coupled? I must ask Pelagius, poor, solemn, immovable Pelagius. He will be destroyed because he thinks life has a goal and God has set us the task of reaching it. But Augustine is teaching everyone to think that life is a charnel pit of sin and God will reach his hand down to rescue you, or not, as the case may be. Won't that proud bishop get a surprise when he finds out that Jehovah is a mere local deity? The God beyond God won't be impressed by his grovelling. Trudge, body, trudge. If a human body is a machine for experiencing God, then who does the experiencing? The body? Of course not. It's the soul, the created, eternally separate soul. That separateness is our humility, teaches the Church. It is heresy to claim perfect union with God. It is heresy to say the end of life is extinction, a melting into the knowledge of God. We think that denying the possibility of union is our humility, but in fact it is our arrogance, the arrogance of wanting to exist, to continue to exist forever. We are the spark of creation's fire that refuses to return to the flames. We even think after death we'll hang on to these bodies, thank you very much. But God is one. There is nothing that can be outside or opposed to God. Everything happens according to his will. He is in the falcon and in the rat he hunts. He is in the lion and in the deer he kills. In battle he is the armour and the sword. You do not slay, you are not slain. God is everywhere. And therefore God is also nowhere. Imperceptible because of his omnipresence, unknowable because of his omniscience. All theology becomes idolatry, all scripture apocrypha. That's too neat. There's something missing, mislaid, forgotten. Someone knocks thunderously on the other side of the sky and it opens with a blinding flash of lightning. Where are you, Lord? I hear a voice cry. It is my voice, of course. We must keep the proprieties. Even though we are sharing the same set of senses, I pretend that he is separate. After all, that's why he wears all these masks. I am here, says everything. There are little mouths at the end of the grass stalks. I am here. Tiny piping voices in the falling raindrops. I am here. Great bass rumbles from the clouds above. I am here. And you cannot be lost. Instantly, I know all that can be known. The names of all the creatures, the properties of every plant, including the magic and salty marsh grass, the mind of every human. Thoughts flash through me. Like the lightning, I am now riding in the sky. Outside or inside, the world is not a collection of dead objects. We are not separate from it or each other, and there is nowhere that we cannot be. All we do is hide from ourselves. Jesus came to show who we are, and somehow showing us who we are has gradually changed into telling us how to behave. Hold on to that thought, I tell myself, but myself replies that it is just a thought. If you hold on to thoughts, you will become them, a world made up of thought. What would that look like? It would look just like this, a rainy wilderness through which a crazy Welshman struggles for salvation. Help me, Mother.
You have been listening to David Lovejoy reading from his book, Heresy. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.